This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
Do you really want to get him? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only, pal.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
Yes, it is time for Crime Stoppers. Time to welcome in Lieutenants Don Coppola and Johnny Dunham. Welcome aboard, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. We're going to get into a couple of Crime Stoppers related issues in a minute, but I got to start off with what today is, because Crime Stoppers is a part of what today is as well. Today is 225 Gives.
That's right.
Across the board. So far today, $447,502 raised. Now, early giving is a part of that, but the big push is on right now. I can tell you that from 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. until now, more than $14,000 within that 1 hour span has been raised. 225gives.org is the website, and it's going on all day long if you want to donate. 225gives.org. Guys, let's dive in. Y'all are a part of this.
That's right. You know, a lot of people think that Crime Stoppers is a government entity, although we are embedded in the police department. Our funding comes from, you know, we're a nonprofit, and it comes from public donations. So to be able to pay the rewards that we offer to receive the crime tips, we need the money, obviously. And what the Capillary United Way is doing is an amazing thing. Having this day set aside every year for, I think, over 140 nonprofits, us being one, and we're probably the most well-known as well as the most efficient in regards to crime prevention of the nonprofits. So over 40 years of being in existence, clearing over 14,000 crimes in that 40-year time frame, making over 13,000 felony arrests and paying out about $2.3 million in rewards over that 40 years. So we have a proven track record. We hope that the public, obviously, if they are looking to donate today to a nonprofit, Capital Region Crime Stoppers, they would choose Capital Region Crime Stoppers as the nonprofit that they donate their funds to.
So what we go ahead and do is post the link directly back to the Capital Region Crime Stoppers over on our Facebook Live. If you wanted to make a donation through 225gives.org, you could do so on their homepage, or go to our Facebook Live. The direct link is going to be there in just a minute. So let's talk about how that money is utilized within Crime Stoppers. You mentioned the reward money. There's also the technology as well.
Yes, so. Operating expenses, computers, call service, our call service that we have. Obviously, somebody has to answer the phones 24/7, answer the web tips 24/7. Mm-hmm. So we do pay a call service after hours, and Don and Brandy are there during the, Monday through Friday, 7 to, 5 p.m. answering the phones. But after hours, we have to have a call service. Mm-hmm. And that call service answers the tip line for all the Crime Stoppers across the country. But it also costs us money. You know, there are operating expenses involved. And so it's not just the rewards and the $2.3 million in rewards we've paid out, but it's also the operating expenses every day. Insurance, there's, all kinds of expenses that come in. Marketing, obviously we want to keep that information out there to the public on crime that occurs and ask for their assistance in those tips. So all those things cost money, and obviously we need that money to continue our efforts. And we think that we were a part, obviously, mm-hmm. of the reduction in crime last year, and so far the reductions that we've seen so far this year.
We're going to pivot over to that in just a minute. As a follow up. One of the things about Crime Stoppers is it's very tangible when you look at the results, what level of stewards of the dollars y'all are. One of the things I always take into account before donating anything is, will they be good stewards of my dollars? Some people look at, how much of my dollars going to stay local. I look at that as well. Well, Capital Region Crime Stoppers, it's right there in the name. Y'all do a good job of sharing resources, but that which is here applies here as well. So, hey, I don't see any checkbox that y'all don't hit before making the donation.
Appreciate that. We try really hard. Sid Newman was the executive director for pretty much the entire existence of Crime Stoppers till about 2 years ago, and I just want to definitely carry on that legacy.
This is Crime Stoppers. Lieutenants Don Coppola and Johnny Dunham are in studio right now. So let's talk a little bit about that reduction in crime. What are we seeing?
Well, I know the chief, I got to introduce him at Rotary, Chief Paul, about a month ago. And he gave, I guess, the State of the City in Crime address that day. And it was a 24% reduction in homicides in 2022, 23, 24, something like that. About a 14% reduction in shootings for last year. And I think the first 3 months of this year when he had given that, I think homicides were down over 50% for the first 3 months of this year. So, I mean, obviously summer months are coming. That's always a time when crime seems to go up. So, you know, we just want people to stay aware, to continue to utilize Crime Stoppers if they have information on crime. And to continue to put our foot on the gas, and let's try to get this crime rate to continue to go down.
One of the things the chief talked about, and we'll continue with stats or numbers in just a little bit. One of the things the chief talked about was his continual push for people in places. It's all about people in places. You can start to narrow things down through by being data driven, which I absolutely love.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Mayor Pro Tem Lamont Cole has kind of raised an alarm about his district and a recent uptick, and he mentioned the upcoming summer months as well. This, what Lamont Cole talked about, plays right into the chief's overall strategy of people in places. Like, hey, Mayor Pro Tem Cole is seeing this in his backyard. We already know how to push a focus. Is there a way to align Crime Stoppers with that?
Yes. You know, Don and I'll go out. I know the chief is big on having these canvases. When you have an area, going out with officers, the chief, the district attorney, other individuals, the sheriff's office, all going out to these areas and spreading the word about crime, you know, handing out flyers, talking to the individuals about what issues they're having in the neighborhoods, what the police can better do to help them combat crime in their neighborhoods. And, you know, Don's there handing out stuff and you know, explaining them how to give us the information anonymously. So, yeah, that's one of the things Crime Stoppers can do and will continue to do with the police departments and the sheriff's offices across the 8 parish area we cover. Going to public events, you know, awareness is a key issue, and having people understand what Crime Stoppers is about and how we play an integral role in helping to reduce crime in their neighborhoods.
We've got Don Coppola and Johnny Dunham from Crime Stoppers in this morning. Don, what other numbers are we looking at? What should we be focused in on right now?
You know, Brian, it's the numbers. You see the reduction. People are calling. People are utilizing this program, and that's what we want. And we can't do it without your listeners, people in the community. We want them to pick up the phone, go to our P3 Tips app, and give us that information. As Johnny mentioned, over 40 years, over $2 million given out in reward money. Last month alone, we paid out over $5,000. Well, we can't pay that unless people are calling.
Right.
And we would like to see those numbers increase. Okay, we want to pay out as much as we can. Why? Because we know people are calling in, giving us the information, and investigators are able to make arrests off that information. So we want to pay you. The process is very easy. It's anonymous. You get us the information. And if your information leads to an arrest or the identification of someone, you're getting paid. And once a month, we go to a local bank.
I love the process behind it. In fact, if you don't mind, can we take a minute to kind of reset the full process
behind
it? Because the process behind the payment protects the anonymity or kind of ensures the anonymity or reassures. So walk me through the process real quick.
So you call Crime Stoppers. You're given a code number. Mm-hmm. You're not asked your name. No information. The only information we want is the information you have regarding that crime. So you're given a code number. It is up to you, the individual, to contact us back because we don't know who you are. You call us back to get any updates on your tip or provide any additional information on the tip you provided. You give us that code number, so it's very important to keep that. Mm-hmm. And if your information leads to an arrest, then we set you up for payday. So we pay once a month at a local bank in the Baton Rouge area. You're given the information for payday. Come payday, you go to that local bank. You go through the drive-thru. We recommend the farthest line from the teller window, and you pass the teller information on a piece of paper. This is the only time we recommend you go and give a teller a piece of paper.
Right.
Okay. So once the teller gets that paper, they send you an envelope with cash, mm-hmm. and you drive off. It's very simple.
You mentioned giving a teller a piece of paper. Y'all heard about that story the other day? The guy goes into Exxon Credit Union. He comes running out and just, like, smacks into a deputy, like, a block away.
Right. That's why one. This is the only time. Very clear. Very clear. This is the only time. So it's an easy process. And it's, if there's any issues, you pick up the phone and hey, the bank, we have this issue. And we'll take care of it. And you get your money and you go about your business.
Johnny, what are some of the hindrances that people still have for not wanting to utilize 344-STOP, not wanting to take advantage of the tip line?
You know, I think there's two main things that Crime Stoppers addresses. One is apathy. I think that people are apathetic sometimes to contact and give information. And I think the reward kind of removes that apathy. As far as retaliation is the other. You know, they're worried that if they give information on a crime that they're going to be retaliated against. And Crime Stoppers, with the anonymity in 40 years, we've never had to reveal anybody's identity. Mm-hmm. We don't know to begin with. But the anonymity portion removes that fear of retaliation. So those two things is what Crime Stoppers.
Well, the apathy addresses. Part is worrisome because especially when we saw a year like we saw in 2021.
Yeah.
The thought that any of us would think to be apathetic about it when I might be next is what's rattling around in my mind.
I think that year, I think 2021 really opened the eyes of a lot of individuals in the public. And I think you saw a reduction in apathy. We saw an increase in calls to Crime Stoppers after that.
Capital Region Crime Stoppers is the Facebook page. 344-STOP is the phone number. Download the P3 app. And, of course, today, 225gives.org is the website, 225gives.org. If you go to our Facebook Live, we've got a direct link right to the Crime Stoppers page there. Don, Johnny, thank you all so much for the time.
Thank you, Brian.